This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa, on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
You know, I just can't get over last week when the Houthis were firing missiles and the Pentagon said, we don't know where they're going. We don't know what those missiles are doing. We cannot ascertain at this time where these missiles are going. And I have enormous respect, of course, for our military and the military leadership. But that particular kind of statement, I think, didn't ring true too well. But because, unfortunately, now we have even more confirmation that, yes, they really are shooting at us, as we know that in the Red Sea, three commercial vessels were actually hit by Houthi attacks, and our own vessels fended off in self-defense. I think Denise had told us, I think six drones that they had to shoot down. But again, folks, I think we know who they're shooting at this point. 949-822-7959, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you here on this wonderful, bright and early Monday morning. And yes, it is Monday, and that's okay. We're starting out the week here. Got to go back to work. It's all fine, and because we're going to be with you right along the way. And folks, once again, 949-822-7959. Let's bring in Frank Salvato, of course, from UndergroundUSA.com, and also the author of the book Nullification. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Well, it is Monday, and now, as I said, we know who they're shooting at. I mean, I don't think they can say we're not sure who they're shooting at anymore, but certainly Iran-backed Houthis are trying to draw us into this mix even more so.
Oh, you bet. They're begging us to pull the trigger. They're begging us to pull the trigger, and then we have our global confrontation because that it would light the candle. Now, we could look at this one of two ways, and you kind of alluded to this in the run-up. If they didn't know where the missiles were targeting, and if they didn't know to add pain to injury, that no, we had no idea that Hamas was arming up like that and they were going to pull off on October 7th, then our intelligence community, especially the intelligence community connected to the Defense Department, is woefully, woefully inept.
Right.
There's no possible way that they're not monitoring how people are arming themselves over a period of time. And if they're not aware of that, if they haven't been watching that, that's just pathetic.
Well,
so the question is now, what do we do to complicate this situation for those shooting at us so that we're not forced to pull the trigger? Because right now, the Biden administration, you know, They kind of, and this is my thought on this, but I think it's got some validity. They really want conflict to happen so they can say you don't switch leaders in the middle of the stream.
Precisely. Yeah, I think you're right about that. It's very rare that the American people will change during wartime, basically. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, they've accomplished nothing but really aggravating the American people with all of their policies when it comes to domestic issues. They've really completely denigrated the American reputation around the world. They've demonstrated to China that they can walk all over us. Putin doesn't fear us. He fears us like he fears a Yorkshire Terrier. You know, so what do they have to actually hang their hat on going in to November 2024? Nothing.
That's right. That's exactly right. And not to get off the subject here right at the start, but But if there's this respiratory illness in China or whatever it is, and it suddenly it's here, now that's a gift to the far left, because they might say, hey, great, we can suggest lockdowns.
Oh, of course. It was a winning game plan last time. Why wouldn't they try and repeat it this time? And we all know now that last time was something that was contrived for political purposes. If you still believe it wasn't, I don't know what to say about you. There's so much evidence pointing to the fact that not only don't the vaccines work, but the people who didn't get vaccinated are faring so much better, and now they have natural immunity. So if you're still one of those people who throws on the mask and thinks that it's doomsday because the CDC has coughed, you've got to start gathering information for yourself, because the evidence is overwhelming that COVID was politically motivated all the way around. Even their attempt to stop people from informing the public who weren't connected to the government, in their censorship using big tech and social media, which I hope the Supreme Court comes down hard on, because that was a crime against the people of the United States, bar none. If Biden succeeds in figuring out how to aggravate the situation, and the Defense Department and the Department of State figure out how to aggravate the situation in the Middle East so that we have to commit our troops in a very substantial way, I just don't know what's wrong with the American people if they don't demand his head.
Well, I can't imagine that there would be a lot of support to send troops, but you're right. I mean, they could just send them in there, and then suddenly we're involved in this, and it's very difficult to extract them then. But yeah, this doesn't make any sense these days, because you think that you've got to try to tamp it down as opposed to escalate it.
If we're supposed to be striving for peace, then absolutely they've got to start taking some very serious measures in concert with the other free countries of the world to make this situation pivot to one that is less violent. It simply has to happen. And it can happen if everybody speaks with a cohesive voice. I want to know where Egypt is on this. I want to know where Jordan is on this. I want to know where all the quote-unquote Western sympathetic Arab nation leaders are on this. Because right now, their silence is deafening.
No kidding. No kidding. Well, Frank Silvato, hold on there real quick, because we're going to come right back with more. Frank Silvato, of course, it's undergroundusa.com, author of the book Nullification, of course. And we've got a great conversation going here this morning. If you'd like to be part of it, 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, we're coming back, folks. And thanks again to Michael, who sent us a nice message over the weekend saying, hey, it's time to play some Christmas music. And we're happy to do that. And yes, that was already in the planning stages there. We got some more coming in the pipeline. But Michael listening in on AM 860, we sure appreciate that. And yeah, because it is time. It is time to play some Christmas music. And then also, of course, you know, Hanukkah is coming up. This year, it starts on December 7th at nightfall. It goes through December 15th, I believe. So happy Hanukkah as well as we head into the holiday season. All right, once again, we've got Frank Salvato with us here on the program this morning. Again, welcome, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
And don't forget, folks, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you have a question or comment for Frank. And, Frank, let's head right over here to line number one. We got Mary in St. Pete lighting up the line this morning. Good morning, Mary. You're on with Frank.
Hey, good morning. I was thinking, who really is the the bigger threat, China or the World Economic Forum? I look more at COVID as a World Economic Forum thing in their pursuit to cull the herd of humanity rather than China as the enemy. And the bird flu, by the way, is back out. I think they want to call out about 81,000 or million chickens up there again with the bird flu, which happens every year around this time, or the Zika virus, or whatever they can come up with. And, of course, the RSV thing is they now have a vaccine for that for pregnant women. And so you're affecting two people with that. And when I was pregnant a long time ago, if you were pregnant, you did not take one single thing or drink one single cup of coffee because you have creating cells within your body, and you don't want to interfere with that process. And the other thing I was going to say was, I guess I just forgot, who is the bigger threat, the World Economic Forum or China? I think it's the World Economic Forum. What do you think? Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Mary. Great call. Yeah, what do you think, Frank?
I think they're one and the same. I just think the World Economic Forum has figured out how to harness the capitalistic greed that hides down inside the Chinese Communist Party's inner soul, and they want to use that financial scheme as something that will help transition the world to a global economy and therefore global control. So I don't think that they're two separate things unless we're talking about military. If we're talking about military, then the biggest threat to the United States is China. But the way that Mary is talking about being concerned about it, I believe they're in concert, so you can't really separate them.
Well, indeed. And, you know, again, she talked about the bird flu and that if you destroy all these chickens, obviously that has some economic effect. But at the same time, you know, it kind of gives me the creeps is this sort of push to get rid of, like, you know, standard food supplies and you have to eat bugs and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, and you've got to start looking at your labels because more and more you're seeing the addition to your food labels, whether it's canned or dry, that has been bioengineered. You know, not everything has cricket flour in it yet. But if you go through your store and you start reading labels, you're seeing they're already using it. They're already using genetically modified meats. They're using cricket flour, as I said. They're using insect flour. So you have to start looking at your labels, where before we used to look at it to see how much saturated fat or corn syrup was in there.
Right.
Now we've got to look to see if they're actually making us eat ants.
Well, exactly right. I mean, it's fun on The Amazing Race, you know, or something, you know, or Survivor or something. And people say, I'm not going to eat that big bug or whatever it is. But yeah, it's really no laughing matter. And you talk about, go ahead.
Now, the bigger, you know, where there's a black cloud, there's always a silver lining. So if you are concerned about that, and I am, I and my girlfriend are very conscious about this stuff. We go local. If we have a chance to buy something that's locally grown or locally butchered, that's what we do. We're not going to the places that use mass manufactured food, whether it be livestock or vegetables or fruits. If we've got something local, if we have a local orchard, we'll go there. If we have a local rancher, we'll go there. And screw Cargill and screw Monsanto. You know, we don't need to have genetically modified anything. They're playing guinea pigs with us to see how it works and if they can make more money. When you shop locally, when you go to a local rancher or a local someone who's growing their own vegetables or fruit or growing their own fruits, making their own honey, you get not only a better product, a better tasting product, but it's natural.
Right.
It's all natural without getting that weird price tag at the grocery store that says organic.
Right. Well, and then, you know, what you're describing is kind of the way America used to be, you know, back in the day. And then before you got these huge economies of scale and things like that. But now it's not just that you're trying to produce lots of chicken, but you're producing chicken or other products, like you said, that have all this other stuff in them that take away from the actual natural goodness, for lack of a better term, that the food is supposed to have.
Absolutely. So if you don't like what's happening with the food and you want to actually flip the middle finger to the World Economic Forum when it comes to their control of your food supply, buy local as often and as much as you can when you go out shopping. So you have to make two or three stops and you may have to travel a half a day. But do you want healthier food? Do you want to neuter people who are trying to make you eat crickets? And everybody laughs when you say that.
Right.
But they're making you eat crickets.
Right. Yeah, now in some places in the around the world, as I was mentioning, like you watch The Amazing Race or something, there's very different delicacies and there's very, very different sort of food consumption going on. But things are foisted upon us, like you're talking about, and sometimes a lot of and it's small print on the label, or maybe technically it's there, but it's being snuck in.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, the nation of Italy just passed a national law. It is now illegal, with giant jail times and fines, for any restaurant or supermarket there to sell genetically modified beef.
Indeed. Indeed.
You know, so people are getting it, but you have to change your habits. We've gotten so comfortable with being able to go right down the street to the supermarket and one-stop shop, and that's it. And we're back home so that we can watch the third rerun of Little Portnoy's soccer game. You know, we live in a time when people who have control over the medicine, and this is why I try to go holistic and herbal as often as I can for everything that I can. I don't want to put a big pharma product in me at all. I don't trust them. And after COVID, I've got a legitimate reason not to trust them. I don't want to put genetically modified anything into my stomach, in my stomach with food. So it takes me a little bit longer, but I get good food. I get natural remedies for the overwhelming majority of things that I find that make me ill. You know, so who's living a better life? Is it better living through chemistry in all ways so that big pharma and the big conglomerates can make me eat and take what they say? Or am I free to be able to eat what I want to and be healthy?
Indeed. And I appreciate what Mary was saying, too, especially for women who are expecting or women who are pregnant, right? Yeah, it used to be, you know, you're eating for two and you got to be unbelievably careful about what you do. And now it's like, you know, it's all over the place and very strange.
And you can't trust. I'm sorry. They may have some of the greatest doctors in the world. But ever since the entire medical industry got into, hey, we've got to make more profits, and I lay that right at the feet of the insurance companies. It was ever since the medical industry got into, hey, we've got to make more profits, patient care has gone down the toilet. And I say that with some level of authority because I spent a career as an advanced trained paramedic, and my girlfriend spent 23 years as a nurse, and we both see it right in front of our eyes. The medical community doesn't give a damn about the patient anymore.
I hate to say, I think you're right. Frank Silvato, hold on there real quick. We're coming right back, folks. More with Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. More with me, Kyle Warren, more everything on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
USA News Update. Israel is increasing its attacks in Gaza while hunting down Hamas terrorists. Palestinian civilians are seeking shelter in southern Gaza as bombing intensifies in the Israel-Hamas war. The Israeli military ordered Palestinians to immediately evacuate half a dozen areas in south Gaza. The Iranian-backed Houthis are claiming responsibility for hitting three commercial ships from around the world with bombs in the Red Sea yesterday. USS Kearney destroyer shot down several drones that officials say were launched from Houthi-controlled parts of Yemen. U.S. Central Command claims it represents a direct threat to international commerce and maritime security. It's unclear how many drones were shot down by the destroyer. No casualties were reported to the U.S. government, and the extent of damage is claimed to be minor. Lance Pry, USA News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life.
It's got a good sound this morning, I think. Still sounds good after all these years. From the Beach Boys, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And, of course, we're talking with our good friend, Frank Salvato, from undergroundusa.com, also author of the book, Nullification. Good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Well, you know, I'll tell you what. You know, one of the things that that really gets to me is that we've got Kamala Harris saying that Israel has to defend themselves, but only in a certain way. We've got a great audio clip, but before we get to that, we do have a line that's lighting up here for us. It's Elizabeth in Lutz. Let's head over to line one. Elizabeth, you're on with Frank Salvato this morning. Good morning.
Morning, gentlemen. Thanks for being there.
Sure.
Okay. You just touched on something with me, Frank, that just is near and dear to my heart because you talked about what's going on in the medical industry, which used to be the medical profession, and then I started calling it the medical industry, and now I just call it the medical money machine. And I have a brother that's a doctor, two sisters are nurses. I come from a very medical family, way back, Red Cross and everything with a great aunt during the World War II and the whole nine yards. So hospital administrators and all these people that are in my family line. I went naturopathic years ago. We're talking back in the 70s. And, but, you know, I call my brother an MD wannabe, even though he's a DO, which is much higher level than any MD out there. But the problem is, you know, he had medical clinics, industrial medical clinics up in the Detroit area back in the 80s and 90s, got bought out by a huge company, won't name it because I don't want, you know, who knows who's listening, right? But, you know, his wife, who is also a nurse, she told me back in the 1980s that their industry, their medical profession, was run by the insurance companies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's back in the 80s that she was telling me that. And I just had a horrible experience. I just, you know, I had a fall, really hurt my shoulder, went to the doctor. They took an X-ray. He sent me to the hospital. Oh, just in case, right? $120 later, I was furious because they look at me. They said, what are you doing here? We're just going to do the same thing he did. And then they wrote a, quote, prescription for me to go to a, you know, specialist, an orthopedic specialist, mm-hmm. just to rule out the possibility maybe I had a tear in the shoulder cuff or whatever, you know. But I was just, like, so infuriated because I thought, you know, I spent my good money, hard-earned, and even though some people like to call it, you know, where we have, what is the term that they use now, for Social Security and Medicare, but it's just like, you know what, I earned that. That's my money that's being put to use that they should have put in a 401k or something else long ago. And then it got messed up back in the 80s with the Congress back then, which was not Republican, and they started using our money for other things. So that's where we're going to run out of money within 10 years, sure.
So you're talking about insurance companies kind of controlling.
I'm sticking to it.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that you were hurt, obviously, but yeah, it can be quite a maze, can't it, Frank?
Well, yes, and the maze is getting more convoluted as we go along. This is why anybody with eyes wide open looked at Obamacare. You know, you should have more wellness visits to your doctor. No. No, I don't want you being paranoid about your health. I want you being in good health. You shouldn't need to go to the doctor every 15 minutes because somebody says, well, you know, that cough didn't sound right. You should be really paranoid and go to the doctor. Or let's hospitalize you for 3 days just to keep an eye on you.
Yeah, but what it does is it creates almost an illusion that I'm being more healthy because of I'm being more proactive. You know, so maybe that's all part of the – yeah, it's all part of the marketing. Yeah, go ahead, Elizabeth.
Sorry about that.
Go ahead.
That just brings to mind, I asked my doctor why he said, we're supposed to see you every month. I said, why? Well, we want to be proactive. I'm like, but there's nothing wrong with me. Right. You know, my numbers are good, you know, everything I do. And I'm like you, Frank, you know, I do, you know, grass-fed beef and, you know, go organic every step of the way, especially with the foods that are really juicy. You know, you want to make sure they're organic. But I have to tell you, I was just shocked. So I called my carrier, and I asked them, is this true? Oh, no, that's not true. I said, but this doctor told me, well, you know, it's in my contract. So his contract with the doctor's office where he works, this clinic, because, you know, I don't go any big deal with my Medicare. I just, you know, I get money back on it. I do the Advantage plan because I'm well. And I don't need, you know, to be spending hundreds of dollars a month on so-called Medicare. But it's just like I was shocked when he told me that that's in his contract. It's not in the contract of the carrier. It's his contract with the office where he works.
Very interesting indeed. Very interesting. Yeah, Frank, you were going to make a point as well?
Yeah, there's a decent movie out called Pain Management. And it has to do with the opioid crisis, but when you start watching it and you read in between the lines, you realize that that's how big pharma does things. They're going and twisting arms so that you prescribe more things, so that you refer more people to other physicians. And it's a weird web between big pharma, the health insurance industry, and the medical profession, which is now not run really for the good of the patient anymore. Doctors don't even half the time don't even want to do what they know they should do for fear of either being sued or being dropped.
Right.
You know, so if there's going to be a soft revolution in this country, we might want to throw getting government and getting the insurance companies under control when it comes to healthcare.
Well,
I take no drugs, and I refuse to take them.
Yeah.
And there's always an alternative. I take about 40-some supplements a day, most of them herbs. And that's how I keep healthy. You know, I don't need to worry about asking for a prescription because they always ask me, oh, flu shot, oh, get your vaccine here, get your COVID shot. No, thank you. No, thank you.
Well, and then talk about being proactive. A lot of people are looking at what they can do for themselves. Exactly. Exactly. So,
thanks, guys.
Yeah, we appreciate the call. Thanks so much, Elizabeth and Lutz.
All
take
right,
care. We'll talk
you.
To you again real soon. Take care. All right. Well, once again, folks, we're still here with Frank Salvato, of course, undergroundusa.com. That's the website. You can also check out his book, Nullification. And, Frank, you can find that on Amazon, right?
Yep, Amazon is, it's in the Kindle format and in the paperback format. I didn't do a hard copy because I don't see the need for it. We don't need to make things more expensive when it's a critical information.
Mm-hmm.
And what this information is, you know, when you read the book, my hope is that you go, you know what, this is something that my state elected officials need to read because it brings the power back to the states and therefore closer to the people. Once again, like the framers intended, there is a pathway forward to stop this hijacking of everything to a centralized federal government, which is the bane of our existence in the United States today.
Well, you know, there does seem to be this sort of push, and it has to do, like, for example, with the Electoral College. It has to do with the idea of, well, Hillary Clinton, you know, had said, well, you know, we are heading towards one person, one vote, and they want everything to be centralized in the sense that every single issue, abortion chief among them, really, is now is the national litmus test, even though the Supreme Court did the right thing and put that all back into the state's control. But yet they want to be able to have everything be a national problem for everybody, all, you know, 24 hours a day.
Yeah, there's too much money in it. The way the framers gave us our country was that we were 50 separate states with 50 separate constitutions bound by the need to fill in the cracks in a federal government and so that we can have a cohesive face outward from our nation. They never, ever wanted a centralized government. As a matter of fact, there was a giant argument about a central bank. And until the big bankers got together and did a workaround on that, creating the Federal Reserve, there wasn't. We had failed central banks because people didn't like it. And as going back to the abortion issue, people need to understand that when they gave the power back to the states, now there's more freedom.
Right.
There's more freedom of choice, or not less. It's not more restrictive. If a state like Texas or Florida wants to say, hey, we want a reasonable line at when the heartbeat is there because we believe that our people here in our state see that as the beginning of life, so be it.
Right.
If you live in Florida and you want to get an abortion,
we'll have Salvato. Well, Frank Salvato, thanks so much, folks. We're coming right.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are racing through and rocketing through this Monday edition of the program. 949-822-7959. That is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message. And we've got some great direct messages already this morning. We sure do appreciate that. We appreciate the callers as well. We've got a lot of energy going on here. And we've also got Patrick Hyland. He's host, of course, of the Sports Zone. He's the insurance quarterback as well. And you can hear him right here on AM 860, our flagship station. You can hear him Sundays, 11 to 12 p.m. Eastern Time. Again, right here on AM 860. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Cal Warren. Good morning, America. Great football weekend. A little NFL action. Capped off last night with the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field, beating the Kansas City Chiefs 27-19. Good ball game. And went back and forth for a while, and Green Bay held on. So congratulations to them. Jordan Love looking good. You know, I don't know if he's going to be another Aaron Rodgers, but it's kind of funny how it's been working up there in good old Green Bay, Wisconsin, with Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. Now this kid, Jordan Love. So
yeah, he had three touchdown passes, I think.
Yes, sir, he did. Yeah, he played well, you know, and led the team. He threw the ball to where his guys could have a shot at it, and more quarterbacks should do that. You got to rely on your receivers to come down with the ball. And you're going to get picked a little bit, but that's all right. Brett Favre showed that you can throw interceptions as long as you make it up with touchdowns. So, yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's just, you know, it depends what type of turnover it is, Kyle. You know, a lot of interceptions are like punts. So, you know, what's really the difference? Mm-hmm. Anyway, out west, your L.A. Rams, 136-19 over the Cleveland Browns. And then West Coast again, San Francisco. They went into Philly and won 42-19. Got to give them full credit for that. And then the Tampa Bay Buccaneers held on against the Carolina Panthers, 21-18, trying to just keep up their hopes to win the NFC South. And will be interesting to see how that transpires. Mm-hmm. And then in a real lackluster game, the L.A. Chargers, should be the San Diego Chargers, but anyway, they won 6-0 out there in New England. That was a, you know, everybody knew that game was going to be a rough one, and it was. And then a surprise a little bit, Kyle, the Pittsburgh Steelers at home only mustered up 10 points and lost 24-10 against the Arizona Cardinals. Well, I guess it was just a West Coast thing for them to, you know, win it all this weekend. Probably the best game of the day was the Detroit Lions and the New Orleans Saints because it was really interesting on how it came about. It was 21-0, and then New Orleans kept fighting back and trying to catch them at the end, but they couldn't. So Detroit won 33-28 to avenge that rough Green Bay loss on Thanksgiving, you know, a little bit over a week ago. And then the only overtime game yesterday was the Indianapolis Colts. They won 31-28 against Tennessee. So,
very interesting. Well, you know, yeah, I did have a quick question for you real quick, Patrick. I noticed that it appears that Aaron Rodgers may have already returned to practice already with his injury.
Yeah, he's saying that there's a shot that he'll play, you know, on Christmas Eve, okay, December 24th. And, you know, that's really, man, that's rushing an Achilles tendon injury. And he's not a, you know, kid anymore as far as football is concerned. You know, being 38, man, you're an elder statesman to say the least. And I just don't see the purpose in it. I mean, the Jets aren't going anywhere. They're 4-8. They lost to Atlanta yesterday, 13-8. And, you know, why would you do that? If anything, just rehab it more and then come back next year and see if, you know, you got one more year left in you. We were thinking he might have one year left this year, but then, you know, four plays into the season on Monday night, the Achilles tendon pops. What a fluke. So, yeah, I hope, Kyle, that he doesn't come back this year. I hope he rests up and comes back. If they had a shot at the playoffs, that'd be a whole new story.
Right, right. Yeah, but why risk it on Christmas Eve of all times?
Yeah, there you go, man. Just keep working out and then just get ready. Come on, just, you know, for preseason and then one more shot in September next year. Exactly. Need to talk about the college playoff system here, Kyle. Florida State really got nailed, to say the least. I mean, how do you go undefeated and be ranked in the top four for the majority of the season, and then at the end, I'm sorry, you don't get to go to the college playoff because we don't think you can win. Can you imagine them doing that in the NFL? Well, we know you made the playoffs, but since you lost your starting quarterback, we're going to have a team below you get in, okay, and play in the playoffs. It's ludicrous. It's silly.
Yeah, it doesn't seem fair.
No, it's wrong. I mean, and you can make the argument that they're not one of the four best teams right now, you know, if that's what we're trying to. But then you're assuming last year a lot of people would have said that TCU wasn't one of the best four teams. But they found a way to win their playoff game, and then they lost in the championship. But that's just funny how, you know, it breaks down. I think you got to give a shot to the team that won it on the field. I don't get it. I don't understand it. A lot of people aren't happy about it. And then, you know, we've always said that college football was amateur sports, right, Cal? And it's not anymore. It's strictly money. Because this is strictly follow the money. I know exactly what they did, and I get it. Alabama can cover the South for the audience. Texas can cover the Southwest. Washington can cover the West, and Michigan will cover the Northeast. So you got all four, you know, geographical areas covered, and that's going to bring in the bucks. And the other thing is, the backup quarterback for Florida State will be healthy come January 1st, to where he could have, you know, competed for Florida State. Not their starting quarterback to start the year, but the backup, the kid has a good arm and did well. I hope he does well in the playoff game, in the bowl game, pardon me, between Georgia and Florida State in the Orange Bowl. Now, there was talk just to not even go to the game, Kyle.
Wow.
You know, I mean, that would be interesting. But then again, the program would be giving up money if they did that. So it's kind of unfortunate the way, you know, it turned out. I just believe in, you know, you got to do the right things for the right reasons, ethically and morally. It's wrong. And everybody says it's wrong, but they don't care. They're going to say, well, we believe these are the four best teams. By what criteria? Because you feel they're the best? Are we starting to predict the future of the games? Are we going to play the game on the field? You know, no other industry would do that. So, and I, you know, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll see what happens. And what I do every day, Cal, is try to help people out, you know, with their insurances. Like you said, I'm the insurance quarterback. And, you know, you just have to help people out. We need to be a little bit more caring and thoughtful with each other, number one. And I try to do that every day. I look out for the best of clients. I have hundreds, and they appreciate what I do for them, and I appreciate them. That's what we all have to do. And I would love to help anybody else out there with any of their needs or concerns in the wild maze of finances. And my number is 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. Or if you want to go on the computer, go to GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com. That's GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com. And schedule a phone call or a meeting with me, and I'd love to see you. As always, like to say, we'll have a cup of coffee and talk some sports.
That sounds good.
God bless you and the audience, and I look forward to talking to you Wednesday, sir.
Sounds good. Thanks, Patrick. We'll look forward. We'll talk to you on Wednesday. Take care. All right, Patrick Hyland, everybody. And don't forget, you can catch him right here on AM 860, The Answer. And that's Sundays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time. Again, right here on AM 860, folks. Speaking of AM 860, thanks to everybody at AM 860. Thanks to everybody at GCN. Thanks to the callers, the listeners. Thanks to you. And, folks, we're going to come back tomorrow morning bright and early. So go out there right now and have a great day. Happy Monday, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We'll see you soon.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.